Well, welcome to another episode of the J Experience. Today we're going to be talking about grief. It's something that not everybody wants to talk about, but it is, as far as I know, one of the emotions that gets better as you discuss it. Recently, I had a very good friend pass away, and my heart goes out to her husband. She was a great person, at least to me. I don't know anybody else's experience with her, but to me, she was always nice and very sweet and was always excited to see me. I've known her a very long time. Last year, I lost my cousin. The year before that, I lost my grandfather and my grandmother. And I've lost very many acquaintances and friends in my life. Some to alcohol, some to drugs, some to car accidents, alcohol, health issues, and so on. And the one thing I've learned is that you will always miss that person, but it will get better. Not that the absence of them is going to get better, but your way of dealing with it and the coping mechanisms that you learn along the way help you deal with things a little better. I had a friend who, a couple friends actually, that have lost children. Some a little bit older, some very young. And my heart goes out to them. I couldn't even imagine the loss or the pain that's felt when losing a child. That's why they don't have a name for it. You can be widowed, you can be, you know, whatever, you can lose a parent, but when you lose a kid, they have no name for that. So, it started out, my experience with grief started when I was about 6.5 years old. I lost my grandfather, my pop-up John. He meant a lot to me. He was, you know, one of my greatest advocates. You know, he loved me to death. At least, I think he loved me to death. Don't mind me, I'm drinking my tea. So, I didn't really know how to process, and I wasn't really taught how to process that particular, I mean, maybe my grandmother thought I was too young, but I think I would have been better if I could have went to his funeral and said goodbye to him. I did not get to say goodbye to him. One time he was there, and the next time he was not there no more. And nobody really explained to me what had happened. Later on in life, I was explained to, you know, what happened, but at that particular point, it was not. So I was always afraid that I was going to just not be, you know, even at a young age, I started developing anxiety. But that was because my experience, that was because I didn't get a chance to process my grief. And grief can do some very bad things to you. It can wreak havoc on your, not only your mental ability, but your physical body. So I developed anxiety from that. And I used to swear, I used to tell my mom, I'm afraid I'm going to die, blah, blah, blah. You know, I had these, I didn't know why I felt like that. It just felt like that, you know? And it didn't get any better when I was like, I don't know, my grandparents got married in 1981, I think, or maybe 82, somewhere around there. My grandmother remarried my pappy when I think I was like, 8 or 9. I think it was 9. Consequently, right after my grandmother got custody of me. And shortly after, he had a heart attack. This was 32 years ago. He had a massive heart attack. And I'll never forget it. He was outside mowing the backyard, the lawn, and he came in, and he did not look good at all. He was holding his chest and whatever. So my grandmother just hurry up and, you know, rushed him to the hospital or whatever. And, you know, I knew it was happening because my grandmother was upset. And she told me what was happening and everything. So I was afraid I was going to lose him, you know. And that just made my anxiety worse. You know, I thought from that point forward, like, oh, my God, you know, what if I have a heart attack, you know? And this is something that I've never really told anybody because they were personal feelings to me. And I thought I was going crazy, you know, like it made me feel nutso. So he was okay, thankfully. He had a long recovery and he was okay. He lived another 30 years. But in 93, when I was, I think, 19, I think I was 19 or 20, and this is very personal to me, my aunt had called me, and I love my aunt. You know, she was there when my mom had cancer, and I went to live with her in New York. So she was very close to me. She was my Aunt Lil. She was amazing to me. She called my grandmother and, you know, she told everybody that she loved them. And for whatever reason, only known to her, she decided that she was going to take her own life. I did not find out until the next day. I did not to get to go to her funeral. So that just reinforced my anxiety. After that, for a couple of months, I went in my room and just did nothing for a couple of months. You know, my grandmother was upset with me. My grandfather was upset with me because he wanted me to get a job. And my dad was understanding. My dad's always been understanding. But it took me a while to come to the grips with, you know, my aunt not being there. She was always there. Mentally, I struggled through and I was fine. I'm okay with it now to talk about it and everything. And I understand that was her choice. And for whatever reason, she did that. I don't hold it against her. I was upset with her. I was very mad for a very long time. And then, you know, I lost some friends along the way, some very close friends. Like I said, due to drugs, alcohol, mishaps. My grandmother told me from a time, I guess it was around when I started high school or junior high, she said, and I guess this didn't help. She said, you know, appreciate school and appreciate your friends because one day you're going to look back and a lot of them won't be there anymore. So, yeah, that didn't help. Fast forward a little bit, and, you know, like I said, I've lost some really good friends, acquaintances, and it never fails. Every time someone passes away, my mind takes a deep dive into why, how, you know, what were the circumstances? Was it natural? Was it, you know, did they do it themselves? I became fascinated with what the details were of why they passed away and for whatever reasons. And one of my distant relatives, who I found out was a relative or a cousin, was with one of my really good friends. He had passed away unexpectedly, out of nowhere, for no reason. He was just playing a video game, and that was it. You know, he had a seizure or whatever, and at least that's what I was told. I'm not 100% sure on the details. So I asked, I called her or texted her to find out what happened, and I guess it seemed a little insensitive. So we didn't talk for a very long time, and she's a very good friend. So, you know, that was upsetting, but I understood it because I guess I seemed a little insensitive about the situation. So I've learned not to do that. And, so over time I've learned to distance myself from the situation. I provide support for my friends when something like that happens. I try my best to anyway. And I still have a hard time processing grief, you know. So now when someone passes away that's very close to me, I try to process that grief in the way that was intended, or the way that our society has came to make it acceptable anyway. You know, you have the funeral, the viewing, and, you know, you cry and do whatever that you need to do to get the emotions out. My great-grandfather, who was another very important person in my life, when he passed away, my kid's mom was there with me, and we weren't even together, but she knew that I was going to be very heartbroken over what had happened. So I felt that it was necessary for me to process that. I didn't want it to be like my grandfather before him. So I went, I saw him, and as soon as I seen him laying in, you know, the casket, I lost it. I cried my eyes out like a little baby. And she was there with me every step of the way, and I'm glad she was, because that was really tough for me. And just like she was there for me, when she needs me, I'm going to be there for her. I mean, she is my kid's mom, after all, you know. That will never change. So after that, it was a little easier because, you know, he was 96 years old. So that was a little easier to process. I feel like when someone passes away from old age, it's a lot easier to deal with than something that happens out of the blue, because you prepare your mind. You're prepared for this person. Oh, this person's getting older. You know, it's the natural course of life. So it makes it easier. And it did. I dealt with that a lot easier. I can talk about it. I had no, I guess I would say, resentment towards him or anything of that nature. It was just, if you believe in God or whoever you believe in, it was just the nature of things, you know? So that was a lot easier. My cousin, not so much. My cousin was 44 years old. I had just seen him the week before. You know, he was a little down and out, and he had his demons. But he seemed okay, you know. I loved him like a brother. And, you know, he just passed away. And it was a big surprise. You know, nobody was expecting it. It came out of nowhere. Just like my nephew. My nephew was 19. And he wasn't my real nephew, but he was my kid's mom's nephew, and we were very close. We spent a lot of time together. You know, we played Nerf guns, and, you know, from time he was a kid, I helped him play baseball, football. So that hit me really hard. And, you know, I got to go to his funeral, and I cried it out, and I have no resentment towards him. So I found that getting that emotion out is critical for you. Because if you don't, something happened to one of my family members a long ways back, and it was not his fault. There was an unfortunate accident that was not his fault, and someone ended up passing away. And he had a hard time dealing with that for the rest of his life. I think if he had went to the funeral or, you know, found some way of closure or went to some kind of counseling or something like that, maybe things would have been a little different. Because there was no emotional outlet for that particular grief. And that's a whole totally different kind of grief, you know. Then recently, I had a friend, an acquaintance, not a very close friend, but an acquaintance, who lost a son. He was in his 30s, and, you know, I see her on Facebook, and my heart goes out to her because, you know, she's hurting. She lost her son. And I couldn't even imagine. I have so many important nieces and nephews in my life. And my own children. I have a 23-year-old daughter. I have a 21-year-old son. I have a 15-year-old son. Another 15-year-old son. Well, a 15-year-old son that I consider my son. So I couldn't imagine, you know, finding out that one of them had passed away. That, I think that would break me, you know. But it's also, I always tell my kids, expect the unexpected. Because, you know, well, life is funny like that. It's always throwing curveballs at you. So, my son loves to ride. I like to ride motorcycles. And, you know, so that's a chance. When he goes out on his motorcycle, what is my nephew, who I consider very close, and my other nephew, who I consider very close, when they go out riding, you know, I'm always prepared because, you know, that's, there's a lot of morons out there on the road. Don't pay attention. And sometimes they get a little rowdy too, which I don't like. But anyway, I've went off topic a little bit. Her son was in his early 30s. And that breaks the course of nature. Or, you know, if you believe in God, you know, God's supposed to take your parents first and then the children, you know, and so on and so on and so on. So when things go out of sequence or out of whack, that throws your brain for a loop. If you don't process the grief properly, it will consume you. I have learned that mentally and physically. There actually is a such thing as broken heart syndrome. If you ever paid attention, when old people are married for a very long time and one passes away, the other is shortly to follow. So I've seen it firsthand with my grandparents. My pappy passed away April 14th in 2020. And my grandmother passed away January 7th of 2021. So she passed away 8 months after my grandfather. And she was she started sleeping a lot. She wouldn't eat. She just, you know, it's like she just gave up. So you have to be careful. You know, grieve. And there is no set time on grief. Everybody grieves at their own pace. Now me, I do my grieving, and then I tell myself, listen, this is not what that person would have wanted. You know, and then I pull myself up, and I guess I'm luckier than most. And I try to go about my day, and they are on my mind, but I try not to let it consume me, and I try not to obsess over it like I used to back in the day, like I did with my grandfather and my aunt and so on and so on and so on. So I guess my experience is, you know, grieve, get your emotions out any way possible, as long as it's legal. And then you have to remember to try to understand that that's not what they would have wanted for you. Your loved ones wouldn't want you to be sad. They wouldn't want you to keep going over the bad parts that happened. They would want you to remember the good parts. They would want you to remember that they enjoyed the smile on your face. They enjoyed when you had fun. They enjoyed, you know, going places and talking to people and being happy. So try not to let grief take you down too much, because the physical and mental toll of it can be astronomical, and your loved ones wouldn't want you to do that. So that's my experience of it. My experience is that, you know, your loved ones wouldn't want you to be sad. They wouldn't want you to dwell on the past where you lost that person. You could miss that person, you know, by all means. Remember all the good times. And don't be sad about it. Be happy that you got that time with that person. So don't be sad they're gone. Be happy with the time you got to spend with them and the memories. Because one day that will be you. We have no way around it. One day we ourselves will be gone. And I know that for me, I want my children to remember me as, you know, the person that loved to see his kids smile, that loved to see them having fun and enjoying life, and especially taking in the experiences that I had, the experience of being a parent, the experience of a nice sunny day, the experience of, you know, just enjoying life. I want them to have all that. I want them to have the experience of being a grandparent, which is amazing, I must say. I love my little butt head. Yeah, so that's my experience on it. I feel that we are, our purpose is to best to do what we can while we're here. Try to affect people's lives in a positive way. And hopefully leave behind some really good memories for the people we love. And hey, I don't know if it'll help anybody. I hope it does. I hope that people hear this and it helps them feel better and helps them deal a little bit with their grief. And I hope that they too find the strength after a loved one is gone to pick themselves up and realize that they would not want them to be sad and upset and to enjoy the rest of their life that they have and to make more memories with the people that are still here. And with that being said, I hope you all have a blessed day. I hope you enjoy a nice hot cup of tea. And I hope that you guys will follow and like the podcast. And I hope it gets more popular. And I will be talking about some things next week. I'm not sure what yet. I let the powers that be let me talk about what I need to talk about. If that makes any sense. I don't know if it does. So you all have a blessed day. Enjoy. And please follow and listen. Thank you very much.